Thank you, and a most pleasant good morning to each one who has honored us by tuning in to the Seeds of Truth that's brought to you weekly by the Rivermont Church of Christ. It's good to have you in our audience, and I trust that you have your Bible so that you might follow along with this morning's lesson. How often men have expressed this statement, man is not saved by law, he is saved by grace, and therefore what man does has nothing to do with his salvation. Have you ever heard someone say that? Perhaps you have even voiced that opinion yourself. The idea is, if man had to do something to be saved, it's by law and not of grace. It's by works and not of faith. But friends, this is the wrong conception of both law and works. And if you are one who has so stated that conviction, you do not understand how the grace of God saves man, and neither do you understand how salvation by grace through faith, as stated in Ephesians 2:8-9, is bestowed upon man. No man can be saved by law or works separate and apart from the grace of God. And likewise, no man is saved by grace or through faith apart from obedience unto God. The grace of God bestows upon man the blessings of God. How? Through faith. When that faith obeys the commands of God. What we must all learn is simply this. When God gives a law or a command, it must be obeyed. Just because man has to obey God doesn't mean it's not by grace through faith. The grace of God has provided the remedy which man could not provide. And that faith on man's part appropriates the blessings provided by that grace by obeying the Savior's orders or commands. It has always been so in every age of God's dealing with mankind. Man must obey God. In 2 Kings chapter 5, we find the story of a man named Naaman. Naaman was captain of the host of the king of Syria, but Naaman also was a leper. In verse 2 of 2 Kings 5, we can read, Syria had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. This girl said unto her mistress, in the next verse, would my lord Naaman were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. When Naaman told this to the king of Syria sent Naaman to the king of Israel with gold and silver and a letter of introduction from the king of Syria. But the king of Israel, in verse 7, could not heal Naaman of his leprosy. And in like manner, today, too many people in search of salvation are going to the wrong source for their information. You know, we must come to God's Word, the Bible. It and it alone is the revealed will of God to man. In verse 8, Elijah, the prophet of God, heard of the events and sent to the king of Israel and said to him, let him, Naaman, come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. The scriptures tell us Naaman came with his horses and his chariots and stood at the door of the house of Elijah. The prophet sent his servant out to tell Naaman what to do. He said, go wash in the Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. And this enraged Naaman. The Bible said he was furious. He was angry, mad. God's commands had made him angry. Why? Because things did not happen like he thought they would. Hear him as he says in verse 11, the King James Version, I thought he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord, his God, and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. You see, he had it all figured out. When God's law did not meet with his approval, he turned away in anger. Is it possible that this same thing happens today when God's plan of salvation does not suit man's way of thinking? My friend,